Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Welcome to David Matto Radio. I'm Dr. Dave. They also call me the Vegan. And thanks so much for being with me today on the David Matto. Whoops, I just tripped on something. I am walking outside as usual, and I just tripped in like a little hole, and I'm okay. Don't worry. The show has to go on. No question about it. We're going to have a great show today. I've got many things I want to share with you in so little time, so let's get right into it. Let's start off with a question. I received a question by Facebook Messenger from James in Austin, Texas. And James asked me, he said, Dr. Dave, I've got a question for you. You oftentimes make a joke about this on your podcast, but when you're podcasting outside, a lot of times noise happens to find you, noise and craziness. And I understand that. But do you think, and don't take this the wrong way, Dr. Dave, but do you think when you kid around about that all the time, you're pretty much asking the universe to give you noise? Signed, James, Austin, Texas. James, that's a great question. I thank you very much for sending that to me. I'm going to say no. I know I kid around a lot about this, but something I've found when I record outside, as is apparent, I'm recording outside now because I just tripped in like a, I don't know what you call it, like a foxhole, or I tripped in something. But things happen. And what I've learned, instead of, I don't think I'm asking the universe for that, and I can talk about that in a second. But what I've learned is this planet is just not a peaceful place anymore. There's noise and commotion everywhere, even if you think you're in a fairly quiet place. Like right now, I'm walking on a country road, but who knows what's going to happen? I don't know. I pressed the record button about 3 minutes ago when I was walking by this dog that was just barking like incredibly loud, and I just stopped it and started over because it was at the very beginning, and I just didn't want to have that. It just was too much, actually. A little bit is okay. It was just too much. The world is just a noisy, crazy place, and I'm learning this, and that doesn't mean, I mean, look, I'm oftentimes in the backcountry backpacking somewhere, or maybe skiing somewhere in the backcountry, or running or something like that. And, you know, a lot of times these places, they're kind of far away from civilization, per se. They're pretty quiet. They're awfully quiet. But it seems like wherever I go, wherever we go, that is an inhabited area where there are human beings, we're going to encounter more noise than not. I mean, there's motor vehicle traffic, there's landscape crews, there's emergency vehicles, there's planes and helicopters flying overhead, there are people blasting music out of loud sound systems. I mean, do I need to go on? It's just become a noisy place, and I guess we just have to roll with it. I mean, unless you want to, I mean, I even live in the country, and when I step outside of my house, it's extremely quiet. But if I walk about a mile to a certain area, it becomes a lot more noisy and congested. So, James, great question. It's a really interesting question. I don't think I'm asking for it. But I think what you're saying does have some merit, because I do believe when we ask the universe for things, whether it's intentional or unintentional, the universe does respond. So it's a very interesting question. And I don't know, maybe you're onto something in some way. Because I know I kid around a lot. I say, look, I found a remote area, and I'm going to be doing this recording. And then all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, a landscape crew just shows up. So I don't know. It's a great question. I don't think we'll have the answer to that. Before I move on, I want to give a tremendous, I mean a tremendous thank you to my good friends, Kendra and Marissa. And these two ladies are two individuals that had a vision. I'm not sure how long ago it started, but let's just guess. Let's guess about a year ago, but I don't really know the exact answer to that. They had a vision to start a veg fest in the state of New Jersey, which up until then had not had any vegetarian festivals. They had a vision, and they had an idea. They wanted to do it at an indoor venue and bring in speakers and make it a paid event. Now, a lot of these vegetarian festivals are totally free events. They're outside. You show up. You come for an hour or two. You leave. And, you know, they get people there. But they wanted to have this a paid ticketed event. So yeah, in other words, no, it's not free. You can't walk in for free. You've got to pay, I'm not sure what the exact amount was, but let's say $20 or $30 for a ticket to get in. And a lot of their friends, whether they're, you know, in the veg world or not, were telling them, no, you can't do that. It's got to be free. People aren't going to come. But Kendra and Marissa had a definite vision, and they wanted to do it a certain way. So they went against what their friends were telling them, what their peers were telling them, what other people in the veg community were telling them, and they persisted. They did it the way they wanted to do it. And when all was said and done, this veg fest just took place yesterday. I just came home last night. This veg fest took place yesterday. And let me tell you something. 1,500 people paid to get into this event in the Hyatt in Morristown, New Jersey. This was an incredible success. I mean, to the point where they need more space, because there were times in the exhibit hall and walking through some of the corridors and hallways where you couldn't even get by. There were so many people. And to get food from some of the exhibitors and to actually see what some of the exhibitors had, it was so crowded. But I give two thumbs up to these wonderful women, because they had this vision. And I don't think they could have been any happier with the success. There was, first of all, so many positive, like-minded people hanging around. It was just a great day. So I want to actually thank both Marissa and Kendra from the bottom of my heart for not only making this possible, but for including me. And I want to share with you what happened to me there. It's a very interesting story. I kind of got involved a little bit late in the game. I found out about this vegetarian festival. And Kendra told me they really didn't have any speaker slots available, but I could come possibly and play some of my vegan parody songs in the exhibit hall. And that sounded great, because there'd probably be a lot of people there. It sounded wonderful. So I immediately said thank you very much and took her up on this nice offer. So I'm practicing my songs, getting my songs together, not knowing exactly what to expect. And I threw it out to her about a week before the event. I said, hey, Kendra, listen, I'm going to be coming from another speaking gig. I'm going to have everything with me. I'm going to be prepared. So if for some reason you find, even last minute, you find you need a speaker, I said, I'm here. I'm going to be available. I'll do whatever you want. And I left it at that. Well, interestingly enough, I didn't hear anything back from her until the day before the event. And the day before the event, I got a message from Kendra, and the message went something like, this is paraphrased because I don't have it in front of me now, but it went something like, Dave, would you like a speaking slot tomorrow? Now, here I am. I'm on hippie road trip number 3. I'm in this rented vehicle that's got my stuff all over the place, and I saw this message from her, and I immediately messaged back, and I said, absolutely, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And as it turned out, she thought they had a little bit of time either at the very beginning, which, by the way, is not a very good speaker slot. At the very beginning, people are starting to come in. And I found through experience, that's not the best time to go on stage, because people are coming in, they're registering, they're getting their tickets, and they're just kind of milling around and seeing what's going on, and they're not really ready to sit down and see a speaker. So I didn't really want, I would do anything she wanted, but I said if there's any way around that, I'd want another time slot. So there was a speaker slot kind of wedged in between two speakers. My time would have been limited. It would have taken me some time to get on stage and set my stuff up, and it would have been limited, but I think that was actually a lot better, going in between two speakers than being the first one in the morning and maybe nobody being in the room. So I said, let's try that. Well, a short time later, I think it was when I arrived the night before, I met up with Kendra and Marissa, and we're looking at the venue, and Kendra said something to me, something like, Dave, listen, I think there's a chance our 245 speaker might not show up. And I said, well, what do you mean? What do you mean he just might not show up? She said, well, he's experiencing some kind of family or personal problem. Something's going on and he might not show up. And I said, well, okay. If you don't think he's not going to show up, let's find out. Let's find out if he's not going to show up. So when push came to shove, the guy said he's not going to show up. It was actually the next morning we found out, but the morning of the event, He said he's not going to, he said he's in the hospital, something. I'm not sure. I don't want to say because I'm not really positive what was going on. But there, let's say there was enough of an emergency, a personal emergency, that he was not coming. And now this entire hour, more than an hour, an entire like hour and a half opened up in between two speakers. So guess who grabbed it? Guess who grabbed that slot? Guess who was ready, willing, and able to do anything? Yep, yours truly. I grabbed the slot. I went in with a Sharpie pen on. They had like a little board outside the room showing who's speaking that day. And with a Sharpie pen, I kind of just scribbled my name in there. 245. You have to improvise. Always walk around with a Sharpie. I'm telling you, if you learn one thing from this episode, walk around carrying a black Sharpie pen. You never know when it's going to come in handy. So I kind of scribbled 245, Dr. David Matto, 10 ways to supercharge your life, and not knowing what to expect at all. Well, let me tell you this. At 2:40, I was in there. I was in the room at 2:20, and people were already starting to come in. And by 2:35, I was standing at the door greeting people, saying, "Hey, come on in. It's going to be great." I was hanging out with people. I wasn't just. Here's the thing: I was not just a speaker coming in, delivering a talk, and leaving afterwards. No, I was in the room ahead of time, greeting my attendees. Hanging with them, answering questions, introducing myself. I was one of them. And they loved it. And guess what? By the time I was ready to start at 2:45, actually even earlier than that, 2:42, I remember, because I said to everybody, I said, "Listen, I know I'm supposed to start it's 2:42 now. Let's give, there might be some more people coming in that just haven't gotten here yet because it's not officially supposed to start yet." So they were very patient and very nice. And by the time 2:45 rolled around, I started. Every seat was taken, and there were people standing in the back. And I went on to give one of my best talks ever. 10 ways to supercharge your life. And by the time it was all over, I had great questions coming from the audience, great interaction. People were smiling. People were loving it. It was an incredible hour spent with these wonderful people. So if you're listening, if you're one of my new listeners who happen to be in my audience, thank you so much for being there. I appreciate you. I met so many wonderful people, and I had a blast. And I want to thank you for being there. And I want to thank Kendra and Marissa. And yes, ladies, I am going to take you up on your offer. I'm saying this publicly. I'm going to take you up on your offer and speak in one of the large rooms next year. I have a feeling your size is probably going to at least double next year because I know you turn people away. You maxed it out at 1,500 and you turn people away. So I know it's going to be bigger and even better if that's possible. But I want to be in one of the large rooms like we said. And remember, I filled this room up with I was not on the website. I was not on any of the announcements. I was not on any of the printed material, nothing. And I filled this room up with standing room only. Imagine what I could do in a larger room with a little bit of publicity. Just imagine. It's going to be awesome. So I'm marking this off on my calendar for next year as soon as we find out the dates. And I am super, super excited. But the reason I'm talking to you about this is because it segues into something that I'm extremely, extremely passionate about now. And I've been telling you a lot about this either on Periscope or on Facebook or wherever you might be following me as well. But I think it might be the first time I'm like officially getting into this on the David Matto Lifestyle Show. And that is our energy, our vibration, how we are vibrating in this universe. It's real. It's so real because, you know, we are matter. All matter vibrates at a certain frequency, whether it's a pen you're holding in your hand or your laptop or your phone or the street that I'm walking on, their vibrations here, the trees, our bodies, the food that we put into our bodies is vibrating. It's a lot of it is live food. And the way we're vibrating determines how we interact with other beings and the universe. There's just no question in my mind. Have you ever walked into a room full of people or even come in contact with one person? It doesn't really matter how many people, but you know within 5 seconds if that person is vibrating on the same level or on the same at the same frequency as you are. You can tell within seconds, and you can tell if there's somebody that you want to hang out with and maybe somebody that you just don't feel the love with. And I don't mean they're a bad person. I don't mean they're not a loving person, but you just don't feel like there's a connection or a similar vibration or similar frequency. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. And when we are vibrating at high frequency, and I'm going to be talking about this more and more as time goes on, not today necessarily, but when we're vibrating at higher frequencies, we attract the right people into our lives. The right people. The people that are just, we feel a connection with, a serious connection. And good things happen when that takes place. And there's a lot more I could talk about vibration and the universe, and there's something else I was going to say. I can't. The name escapes me right now, but that's okay. I know what it was. Yeah, easy. The law of attraction. And the law of attraction is not just attracting other people, but it's attracting anything you want into your life, whether it's money or a different type of job or where you want to be, where you want to be living, where you want to be hanging out. The law of attraction is extremely powerful. And I'm convinced, again, I've talked about this in the past, but I really haven't put it into these words as far as vibration, the universe. But I've known about this for a long time. I mean, I saw the movie The Secret like a long time ago, and I'm going to revisit that again because it's so powerful. It's incredibly powerful. But I found, interestingly enough, when I really started changing my life, and I mean, by changing my life, I mean putting the right foods into my body. Because think about this for 1 second. I heard this on somebody else's show the other day. It was very, very interesting. You know, we're all different, and maybe different races, different skin colors, different religions, different, you know. We're all different all over this planet. Different religions and different everything. But the one thing that we all have in common is the food we put into our bodies. We all need to put healthy, nourishing food into our bodies as fuel. Everybody, no matter what religion you are, no matter where you are on this planet, no matter what color you are, that's something that we all have in common. And when I started taking out animal products and substituting animal products for whole food, organic, plant-based, healthy, rainbow-type food. I mean, different colors of the rainbow. Just imagine a beautiful bowl of greens and different types of veggies that are different colors and fruits that are incredibly rainbow-colored. When you start doing that and take out not only the animal products, but the processed stuff that comes in the bags, the chips, all that. When you take that out of your life, things change. Things totally change. It's amazing what happens. And don't be surprised if some of the people that you used to hang out with, you just don't feel that close with anymore. Don't be surprised. That does not mean they're bad. That does not mean you hate anybody. It just means that sometimes new things and new possibilities and new people come into your life. And there's never been anything more powerful in my life than going plant-based, taking the suffering, taking the pain, taking the fright. I won't eat animals, because when you're eating an animal, you're eating exactly that. An animal that was scared, frightened, hurting, and now you've got it on your plate. It doesn't feel right to me to do that. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but to me, that just does not feel like what I want to do. Maybe I'm more mindful. Maybe over the past few years, I've become more mindful. And I think the average person, think about this, the average person goes to a restaurant or has a plate of food in front of them, and they're not really thinking about what went into that as they're cutting into it with a knife. They're not thinking. They're not mindful enough. And maybe I've reached a level of spirituality in my life that it does, I do think about that. It's not just a piece of food on a plate. It's an animal that was actually suffering and killed. And I'm going to eat that? I'm going to vote with my wallet. I'm going to vote with my wallet and not ever buy or consume anything from that industry. I just am not going. And since I started that, so many great things have come into my life, whether it's my health. Well, my health has always been pretty good, admittedly, but I've had some medical issues, some minor medical issues that have cleared up totally. And I'm talking about acid reflux, skin problems. I don't want to say depression, but like maybe like some, like being sad and not sure about things sometimes, that's cleared up. What else? I don't know, because I don't have anything going on now. I've got nothing bad. Knock on wood. Where I'm walking, I've got a fence post right here. Let me knock on it. Hold on. Knock on wood. But I'm trying to do everything I can in my life, and I'd like you to at least think about it. I've said this before. If you're not vegan, if you're not plant-based, I still love you. You are where you are for a reason. I don't look down upon you. I don't think I'm any better than you are. No, I don't. Everybody is, as Don Robertson said on my show a couple weeks ago. By the way, that was a great episode. If you didn't catch that, catch the episode from Don Robertson. He's just a wonderful, wonderful man. And when I questioned him on some of this, he said, look, everybody is where they are for a reason, and that's the way it is. And we're all different points on our, you know, in our life timeline, whatever the right terminology might be. So I've got so much more I could talk to you about, and I will, trust me, I will be back next week. We'll continue the discussion in some way, because we're always learning. I'm always learning. I'm always reading. I'm always thinking. I'm always listening to podcasts. Of course, I listen to mine, but I listen to other ones as well. I'll even share some with you that I think are really cool, because it's all about growing, learning, and being the best people we can be. And guess what? How about if I end it like that? I'm Dr. Dave. I love you, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.